restoration of all things. 6, the rock of Jerusalem, Zion. There are 7 mountains that surround Jerusalem. Okay, we're going to mix in a little archaeology and some scriptures in here that we might know that God's word is established absolutely in the physical. It comes to pass just as he spoke it. Psalm 125, 1 through 2. And there's a lot of psalms that are read during Sukkah, the establishing of the huppah, or the presence of God, the tabernacle of God. They that trust in Jehovah are as Mount Zion, which shall be not be moved. It abides forever. The mountains are all around Jerusalem, and Jehovah is around his people henceforth, even forevermore. So this means the heavenly Jerusalem, yet there is a literal fulfillment. I'm going to look at some work done by the Reverend James Neal. He was the former incumbent for Christ Church at Jaffa Gate in Jerusalem in 1871 to 1874. From Palestine Repeopled, he says, Mount Zion stands for one hill on the southwestern quarter of Jerusalem, now partly within and partly without the walls, which in ancient times, however, entirely encircled its summit, and sometimes through the whole side of the city, consisting of the 7 hills on which it was situated. The city with 7 hills. Namely, Mount Zion, Mount Acra, Mount Ophel, Mount Moriah, which is where the Temple Mount is currently, Mount Gareb, and Mount Goath. In this latter sense, Mount Zion is the largest and most anciently inhabited and most important part of Jerusalem, stands by a figure of speech for the whole triple-walled metropolis of Palestine. Whether we confine it to the single mountain in question or regard it as spoken of all the 7 hills enclosed by the 3 walls of the ancient city, Mount Zion would convey to the mind of an Israelite a very grand representation. And let me say that there has been earthquakes even since that time, and the topography is greatly altered surrounding. In Psalm 48:2, beautiful for elevation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. For lo, the kings were assembled. They marched on together. They beheld, and so they marveled. They were troubled. They hasted away, trembling, took a hold of them there. Pain as a woman in travail. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Count her towers. Mark ye well her bulwarks. For this God is our God forever and ever. He himself will be our guide until death. Now, in this psalm, the word that is translated elevation, Noah, only occurs in this place. Beautiful for elevation, the joy of the whole earth. It's Noah, and it has the sense of to lift up, or in the sense to wave, to lift up and to wave to and fro, wave offering, which is its meaning in 20 places. It has the sense of lifting up and striking with, as with a sickle or a tool. And 7 times of lifting up and shaking the hand in a threatening manner. The word is very suggestive of the Shemitah year and the shaking that is happening over the time, the Sheva, the shakings, the word of the Lord going forth, and the shaking is suggestive and conveys the idea not only of an elevated high place lifted up on high and offer it as it were to God as a wave offering or a heave offering. The coming of Isaiah and Zion and Isaiah 2. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, now it shall come to pass in the latter days, we are in the latter days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord in the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Now these scriptures are on Yad Vashem and the Holocaust Museum and Memorial, and they are also in New York. Across the street from the United Nations, inscribed on a wall as you approach a set of stairs to come into the entryway, on Yitzhak Rabin Street, and I think the other one is Ben-Gurion. They're perpendicular and intersect there. And these people pretend that they are the ones that will be instrumental in beating the swords into plowshares. They think they are Lord, and they are the lawgivers, and they are not. It says, the Lord, the mountain of the Lord will be God, Yeshua. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. Not the United Nations, not Jerusalem, not the United Nations in Jerusalem. It shall not happen. They do not have. This is the false peace. These are the false peacemakers. Isaiah 21. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on high the host of exalted ones and on the earth the kings of earth. Who are the hosts of the exalted ones? Those who have set themselves in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly realm, and made war, Psalm 2, against the Lord God Most High in the earth. The kings of the earth that have made war against God. They shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and they shall be shut up in the prisons. After many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be disgraced and the sun ashamed. Will she be turned to blood and the sun to sackcloth? For the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elders gloriously. Let's look at the pertinent scripture reading from Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on manservants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. And he shall appear a second time for salvation. Stand and see, when you see all these things coming to pass in Matthew 24, stand and know that your salvation is coming. And the remnant of Israel shall be saved, all of Israel. And who is this? Who is this that has the government on his shoulder? Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. And what is this? This is Hebrews 12:22. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Come, Maranatha, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all. Who was this? The judge, to establishment in judgment, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things of Abel than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he's promising, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as if things that are made, that things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And then Revelation 14:1, and then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harps playing their harps, and they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth.